Click kaya959.co.za.
This is how we do it.
To download the Point of View podcast.
Okay, I told you that we are going to tell you about some really, really wonderful things that are happening that I think, if you can, please try and go see this exhibition. It's in Houghton at the Nelson Mandela Foundation. Of course, in light of the fact that we are all celebrating Youth Month. But this is a bigger exhibition. It's celebrating, you know, much more than just Youth Month. It's called Born Free, Generation of Hope Exhibition. And it is happening at the Nelson Mandela Foundation. It's in partnership with Apartheid Museum and the Embassy of the Kingdom of the Netherlands. Head of Archives and Research at the Nelson Mandela Foundation, Razia Salah, is on the line with us. So thank you, Razia, for your time. Good evening.
Good evening. Hi, how are you?
I am so well, and thank you for making time to talk to us this evening. It's such an important exhibition. It's now coming to the Nelson Mandela Foundation. Talk to me about how it fits with your work as the head of archives and research at Mandela Foundation, how this exhibition elevates the kind of work that you're doing currently at the Nelson Mandela Foundation.
So when the Center of Memory was established in 2004, when Madiba stood down as president of the country, he gave us a mandate to collect his archives and to propagate his values and his legacies. But he said that it wasn't just only about him. There was a collective involved in the struggle, and the story should be more than just him. So this exhibition, we thought, was quite timeous. It was done 30 years after democracy, and it speaks about the new generation, the generation that will follow after Mandela and his people. And it's a beautiful exhibition with a lot of imagery taken over like almost 18 years following the Born Free generation.
Yeah, it's a photographic exhibition, and it just follows this generation of young people. And I wondered, and I, you know, you'll obviously have to tell me what the photographer was thinking. Born Free, whether it was still a statement or whether it's become a question.
I think that is the crux of the matter.
Yeah.
So we've always called those born after 1994 and after the Born Freeze, but the question remains: how free are we? Mm-hmm. We still are suffering the legacies of apartheid. We, as a democratic government, we still have many, many challenges. We might have the freedom to vote for whoever we want to, and we can say anything we want to, but there's still deep systemic inequality, there's still racism. We're still battling, and we're still trying to find our feet as a nation.
I had a look at some of the images, and really, really compelling, because this is someone who I got the sense was all over the country, not just one part of the country, was trying to celebrate and really give us a lens of what this country, with its very, very multifaceted tapestry, what it looks like and how young people have navigated the space. I believe there's also a documentary. Is that also going to be available for people to see at the Mandela Foundation?
Yes, so the exhibition is mainly based on her images, and they curated, so it's not all the images that she's taken.
Gotcha.
And then out of those, we've created a documentary where, again, young people use their voice to tell their own stories, and that's also curated. So within the exhibition, there's a TV screen and a bench where people can sit and engage with what's being said.
Just especially because of, you know, what you do there at Mandela Foundation, tell us how archiving material helps freedom stories and shape our narrative, either, you know, a better understanding of where we come from and where we're going. Because it's very easy, I suppose, for you and I to speak of apartheid and know it in our DNA. But young people who haven't experienced it, I think we take it for granted that we still need to preserve heritage. We still need to have archives that help them understand what we're referring to when we speak of the very difficult days that apartheid were.
Yes, so the archives that we have are on the lifetime of Nelson Mandela. So, and it tells, you know, the story from his writings and his memoirs and his comrades and things like that. And we make the assumption that we think young people would understand and know what apartheid was. But, you know, even my colleagues, their children are, you know, born after the bone freeze, actually. It's something that they can't really get to grips with, like, what was apartheid. So we think it's important to always go back and understand, because Madiba in his inauguration speech that said that never again will one group dominate another. And we think that's the future that we want, where everybody, regardless of race, color, creed, religion, sexual orientation, are all free and equal, and no one group dominates another group. So that's the beauty of the archive. You can find these stories and you can learn lessons, and hopefully the world will be a better place from learning those lessons.
And because of, you know, what you've been doing there, how do you then make that accessible to young people? As you said, you know, they don't have that memory. They don't understand what you're talking about. How do we make that accessible to young people?
And we've been trying various different ways. Of course, we need to meet young people at the level where they are, and talk to them, not talk down at them.
Yes.
So we run various programs. We have something called Making Reading Fun, where we run every 6 weeks a program where we read the children's version of Madiba's autobiography, Long Walk to Freedom, in a very accessible way for school kids, mainly between the ages of 10 to 14, with quizzes and fun activities. That's the one way we do it. Then it's the exhibitions. We also post on social media at various quotes and events in the day in the life of Nelson Mandela. We're starting to do podcasts as well.
Ah.
It's something that I'm learning about. I'm not very familiar with the social media and all the new ways of bringing things to people. We also have a TikTok account, which I think people are starting to engage. So we are looking at different strategies. We also are open Saturdays now for the public to just walk in and come and engage with whatever is there. So we hope through various different ways we will get the message out. We're also working with a children's author writing a book, Tembi and Tema Visits the Nelson Mandela Center of Memory, which we hope to launch in Mandela Month, so next month. Yeah, so there's various different ways that we are trying to get the story out and to engage with young people.
Fantastic. So, as you said, people are able to just walk in on a Saturday?
Yes, we are open on a Saturday from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. You don't need an appointment.
Mm-hmm.
You can just rock up and get access to our exhibition spaces.
Excellent.
And you'll get to see Madiba's office. You know, the foundation started off as his post-presidential office.
Mm-hmm.
And we still kept the office intact since, you know, he was last there. And it's part of the exhibition.
Oh, fantastic. Well, thank you. Thank you for talking to us, Razia, and thank you for this wonderful exhibition. Razia Sella is a head of archives and research at the Nelson Mandela Foundation, as you heard it. So on Saturdays, you are able to walk in between 9 a.m. and 4 p.m. You do not need to book this current exhibition. There's obviously a permanent exhibition there. And as she said, you know, you're also able to see Madiba's office. But there is this other new exhibition, Born Free, Generation of Hope exhibition. And it had been before to the Apartheid Museum. But this is in collaboration with Apartheid Museum and the Embassy of the Kingdom of the Netherlands. It's a photographic exhibition. Beautiful, beautiful. And also really compelling, thought-provoking. I'd ask you to go see it. If you can, please make time to do that.
Click kaya959.co.za.
This is how we do it.
To download the Point of View podcast.